With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. This spring, an outbreak of avian flu among chickens in the Midwest killed almost 50 million birds and drove up the prices of eggs across the country, causing them nearly to double. The viruses are believed to have come from Asia and are spread by migrating ducks and geese. The wildfowl don't get sick from the viruses, and neither do people so far. But chickens and turkeys confined in commercial poultry houses are rapidly wiped out by the disease. The Maryland Department of Agriculture is predicting the avian flu will likely come to the state's eastern shore this fall as ducks migrate from the upper Midwest and Canada and threaten Maryland's billion-dollar-a-year poultry industry. Dr. Michael Radebaugh is the lead veterinarian for the state agency.
I set out a order as of August 25th, poultry fairs and shows will be canceled because there's a chance there that birds could be intermingled with waterfowl as they come down this fall.
The state is advising chicken farmers to wash their boots and change clothes before entering their poultry houses if they have stepped in duck or goose droppings, because this may be how the disease is spread. Bob Martin is a policy director at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health's Center for a Livable Future. He said the problem of disease outbreaks on poultry and hog farms is much broader and may require a systemic change in how animals are kept these days. Martin said diseases spread more rapidly because of the modern industry's methods of growing thousands of chickens, turkeys, pigs, and other animals close together in huge windowless metal buildings called concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. The animals must stand in their own waste and are fed antibiotics to promote their rapid growth, and this accelerates the spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Here's Martin.
There's been a biosecurity breakdown, and these systems, the way the animals are packed in together in a warm environment, especially in a battery cage environment where you might have, you know, five or six laying hens in a very small confined cage, and there might be 200,000 of them in a barn, and the barn is a warm, kind of hot environment so the laying hens don't die. It's just perfect for the generation of a novel flu virus.
Martin said that bird flu outbreaks rarely spread to humans. However, bird viruses can spread to hogs, which are more biologically similar to people. And from hogs, viruses have spread and have caused deadly disease among humans.
There was an outbreak of swine flu in 2009 that they've traced to a large hog CAFO in southern Mexico. And the virus spread, actually jumped into the community where the workers lived, so it was brought into the community by the workers.
This suggests that modern CAFOs do present a threat to human health. In 2013, Hopkins researchers looked at Pennsylvania communities where CAFO operators sprayed hog waste in farm fields. They found that people who lived near these farms were three times more likely to contract MRSA bacteria infections than the general population. What's the answer? The U.S. government plans to spend hundreds of millions of dollars this year compensating poultry farmers for the death of their animals to disease. This taxpayer money should be used to help farmers transition to healthier ways of growing livestock, with the animals raised in lesser densities, outside, with sunlight and fresh air, and without antibiotics. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.
It's about the worst time for me to get the flu, H1N1. Brought me down. My baby made me chicken soup and rice. I've been running like a madman, and now I pay the price, H1N1.